This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Pennsylvania's highest court threw out comedian Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison on Wednesday. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Bill Cosby had agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in a civil lawsuit filed by accuser Andrea Constand over a 2004 encounter as long as he would not be charged. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says District Attorney Kevin Steele was obligated to keep his predecessor's promise to Cosby. Instead, Steele had Cosby arrested for sexual assault and charged in 2015. That conviction has now been thrown out. Cosby has served 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection by approving a special committee to probe the violent attack. The vote to form the panel was 222 to 190. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers in the chamber that they will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy.
Let's be on the right side, not only of history, but the right side of the future.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach said that there are enough current investigations into the riot.
We ought to let the processes that are already underway continue. If we don't, we risk undermining the work that is already being done.
Several hundred supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Joe Biden's election as president. 5 people died as a result of the violence. More than 500 people face charges in connection with the riot. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.